AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is a tough day. This is not where I really wanted to be on a Sunday afternoon.
Bill Gerstmeier of NASA is talking about the loss today near the Kennedy Space Center of the unmanned SpaceX Falcon rocket and Dragon cargo supply ship. It blew up shortly after takeoff.
It's a pretty important loss to us, or it's. I don't want to minimize the loss to us, but again, from a macro level standpoint, the crew's in no danger. We're moving forward.
Supplies were headed to the International Space Station. It's not clear yet why it happened. This is the second failed space shipment in a row, and the third in 8 months. Greece's prime minister called a cabinet meeting tonight after a dramatic day, which saw Greeks flocking to ATMs to withdraw what money they could, fearing limits would be placed on banking transactions immediately. The prime minister is going to ask for an extension of the bailout in Greece, and the Bank of Greece has recommended that banks close. A referendum is scheduled a week from today in Greece on creditor proposals for reforms. Political analyst Dimitri Rapitas says the referendum does not shut all the doors for Greece.
If they accept, the government has to abide by the decision of the people. If not, I'm sure that both the institution and the government will try to find a solution.
Tuesday is the deadline to get a nuclear deal done with Iran. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says there are difficult decisions ahead.
We've still got some very big challenges to deal with if we are going to be able to get this deal done over the next few days. But we're all committed to working on those issues and to making sure that we do get to a solution over the next few days.
A coroner in upstate New York who examined the body of escape killer Richard Matt says he had been eating and drinking during his time on the run, was fittingly dressed for the outdoors. Fellow inmate David Sweat is still on the run in upstate New York. Richard Matt was shot and killed a few days ago. This is AP Radio News. A new AP GFK poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support the idea of the Olympics in the U.S., but the support decreases when people are asked if they would want the Olympics in their local area. It dips even further when they are asked if public funds should be used to pay for them. Nearly 9 of 10 Americans, 89%, support a bid to host the Olympics somewhere in the United States. Remember when Kanye West got on stage as Taylor Swift won an MTV award?
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Well, last night at the Glastonbury Festival in England, Kanye West declared himself the greatest living rock star on the planet. Comedian Lee Nelson stormed the stage and started rapping along with him. A security guard quickly pushed him off stage. Nelson later tweeted, "Some people were saying Kanye shouldn't headline Glastonbury, so I thought I'd give him a hand." I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.